everybody. 29 degrees up here. Didn't get near as much as I was expecting to wake up to. It was more like a dusting. I mean, the lawn is white, but really not a whole lot out there yet. I hope it gives up. I hope it stays just like it is. I'll be happy because I was expecting to wake up to about 8 to 16 inches this morning, which is what they've been predicting. But maybe that's the whole accumulation until I think Saturday this is going to be going on. But, yeah, I just got up like 10 minutes before this started. I got up out of bed, turned on Echolink, went and got the coffee started, threw some clothes on, ran outside, split a log, stoked the coals, threw the log on, got the fire going behind me. And, yeah, I did all that in about 10 minutes. Imagine that. Not bad for some guy going on 69 years old. That's all I got for the first round. I think it's Mike to come after me. I couldn't even hear it. I don't know if it's the KC8WUX. I assume it is. But go ahead and take it, Mike. KC8WUX, W8JR.
Unfortunately, Ed, I didn't get very much of that. You were very broken and W9EMR, KU9OVO.
T-O-T-D-I-S. The time is 2 p.m.
KJ5CW.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? KJ5CW, Provo.
Hey, Rich, what's going on? You at home eating or you out somewhere? You can't be out in the streets because everything is closed over.
I came out to sit in the truck. Just remember to put two or three more frequencies in, specifically in line for Alamogordo.
Oh, okay, yeah. You probably happened to fool, what is it? Full and happy or something like that, so now you're outside breathing, getting some fresh air and sitting in the truck and doing some programming, which is not bad. It is a nice day out there, over.
Just a nice day. No, we haven't eaten a turkey yet. I came outside. The XYL said, hurry up. I told her, just give me 5 minutes. I want to put that 35 in Megalink for Alamogordo. And then I want to put in the .800, which is a 2-meter repeater in Alamogordo. And I wanted to put in the UHF frequency for the Megalink. And then rush back in, we're just going to eat. She said everything was ready.
Yeah, I already ate. I ate my turkey and stuff already at the 11 o'clock. So I'm still full. I'm not going to eat no more today. I'm full and happy just sitting here watching the game. I'm at the, the vacation home. And I just programmed this radio for All-Stars. So I thought I'd throw my call sign out there to see if anybody's out there, over.
You did good. We're out here listening. I'm pretty sure there are others. They're probably compromised with the turkey or something like that, or watching the game like you're doing. Me, I'm just enjoying my day, making it a usual day. We're gonna try out this turkey dinner. It's different. We had ordered a deluxe dinner from Albertson. With four sides, 12 to 14-pound turkey cooked. And I picked it up this morning at 7 o'clock, so we're going to try it out, and we'll let you know. The good thing is we didn't have to slave in the kitchen and washing all those darn dishes. I got lazy at 70 years old, 85-50.
Yeah, I know. Nobody wants to cook anymore, which is good. I don't blame them. I don't want to cook. I cooked last year. I didn't cook this year. And nobody wants to cook. It's just a hassle of cooking and then cleaning up and all that other stuff. I can understand that. If you have children, it's okay. But if you don't have children, it's just you, yourself, and a significant other or whoever you're with. That's you don't need to cook. I talked to Martin this morning, and he put his repeaters on Amigo Link, so that way everybody can talk, at least for today anyway. I haven't heard too much traffic, so KJ5CW.
Yeah, that's pretty cool when he does that. I appreciate when he does that. And thanks for reminding me. I'm not going to say anything bad about anyone out there on the Amigo League, because especially today, we don't need to offend any of our other amateur friends on the Amigo League. Anyway, just kidding, Tom. All right, my friend, let me get back in. I'm going to get some of that turkey in my system. Just be my usual lazy self. KD5CST on 220.
Hey, I'll keep my comment to myself. I was going to say something, but I'll keep it to myself. Rich, enjoy that turkey. Well, I want to say something so bad, but, you know, I have to watch what I say. Enjoy that turkey there, Rich, and don't eat too much of that pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, pecan pie, and whatever else the pie that you're going to eat. It's KJ5CW. All right, have fun.
All right, Tom. You see, once you get older, you can improve. I thought there was no help for me. All right, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there on the amateur radio system. KD5CST at the QTH, and I'm clear.
Hi, Rich. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Yeah, I already mentioned it earlier this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all whoever we're monitoring. So I'll say it again. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that's out there monitoring Amigo Link and any amateur radio frequencies. So this is KJ5CW here in El Paso. I'll be clear.
Hey, I'll wave my hand at both of you guys and all others. Happy holidays. Enjoy the rest of the week and the weeks to follow. N5WPV in the mobile. 7-3, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Smitty, to you and the family. Hey, do me a favor, Smitty. When you're able to post what you're eating, because you have that king spot of eating and feasting, so we all can feel bad out here, Smitty. Happy Thanksgiving. I got to get in the house for the wife to come out and beat you. KD5CST clear.
Good afternoon. The time is 3 p.m.
WV file, Joe's testing him by.
The time is 4 p.m. Yo.
K-C5-Q.
WB5LG.
Hey, Martin. Hope your day is going good. I was going good. I think I kind of ate a little too much turkey, but all is well.
Well, this is a day that you're supposed to be okay with that. Just want to say hello. We're watching some here. We had a really nice pork roast dinner out of the old slow cooker there, and it was awesome. And everything's cleaned up, and so it's time to watch the rest of the football game. WB5LG.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. And by the way, the parade was, I enjoyed the parade, the Macy's parade, better on YouTube than I did on the TV. It seems to capture better, just better scenery is captured.
Yeah, wasn't that something? That was just a great way to watch that parade. No stopping and all the singing and yakking and stuff right there in front of the Macy's store. Just a parade going by. You see everything. Everybody's laughing and you hear people talking around you. And, you know, I enjoyed that a lot. I thought that was pretty cool that YouTube had that on there. I think that's the best I've ever seen from the Macy's parade through the years. Without having all the yakety-yak coming from the commentators and stuff. Just let the parade go by, you know. I love it. Okay, we'll catch you later. I'm done. Happy Thanksgiving to you both. Davey follows
you. You too, Mark. Yeah, you and I are real YouTubers. YouTubers.
N9OK.
N9OK, AKE9CNQ.
Good evening. How you doing?
Not doing too bad there. How are you? Didn't know you ran 220.
Yeah, I didn't know you ran 220. I'm just sitting there taking a break from the day today. I had a good time. Met with my family and had a big dinner.
So you telling me you didn't need a buffet after all?
What was that?
So you didn't need a buffet after all?
Oh yeah, we had a buffet all right. Yeah man, there was more than enough there. I really had to be careful. I had sugar diabetes and there's a lot of all cranberry sauce and sweet potatoes and pumpkin pie and all that good stuff.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Well, I'm glad you got yourself a piece and got to spend some time there with the family. I'm coming back to Fort Wayne right now, so I'm, about probably, 12 miles outside of Wanata right now, west of.
Roger that. I switched over to a different repeater here. The other one was pretty scratchy. Well, I hope you can still hear me. Well, maybe I'll have to stay on this repeater. I was trying to get through to you on the Michigan City repeater. Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mike. I accidentally plugged into my, to the other there. I don't know how I managed to do that, but I was keying up and it was on my ADRS that says TX prohibited. I'm like, what did I do to my radio?
Well,
do you know how far, you know where this repeater is located at in Dallas? Yeah, I'm just curious on the location, because I'm trying to pull it up in the repeater book, and it's not popping up in the repeater book app.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the location is other than it's Valparaiso. What do you say, you're over by Wanata?
Yeah, I'm actually coming up to the light here at 421 and 30. I run 30 all the way to 49, and then I run it up to 6 to 149.
Well, that's your first problem. That don't take you to the port.
No, but it takes me home, though.
I got a phone call. I'll be back in a minute. Midnight, okay.
73 is for now, Mike. And I know KK9CNQ.
KK9CNQ. And I know KA.
And I know KK9CNQ.
So then, did you enjoy your day today?
I did, but I'm coming down with another cold, so aside from that, it went pretty good. Mom was a thrill to be around.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I spent half the night last night in New York. I got a problem, too. I'm going to have to deal with it again tomorrow. I'm not dealing with it more tonight. I need a break. I'll plan to go back in the morning, though.
Well, at least it sounds like you had a decent day, though. That's what matters.
I thought, at first they said they were going to keep me, but after I got my results back from my test, they said I could go home. And I was glad that way I was able to spend time with my family today for Thanksgiving. I have a constant cramp in my left leg. I don't know if it's a blood clot or not, but I wasn't able to move around as much as I wanted to over there today to talk to everybody, but at least I got to see them anyway.
Well, that's what matters. Hopefully it's not a blood clot. Hopefully it's something a little bit more simple, you know. I mean, realistically, if it is, though, I mean, blood thinners normally knock that out. It just takes time, you know.
I've dealt with it before in my arm, but not my leg. Not with this constant cramping in my leg all the time. Boy, it's a pain.
Well, that's no bueno. Hopefully they can get it figured out pretty soon, at least.
Yeah, they need to do an ultrasound on my legs to figure out what's going on. But, those people won't come in until 7 in the morning. They don't have anybody there at night, so that gives me an excuse to stay home tonight.
I'll just make sure you take it easy. That's the key right there, just take it easy.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have a big old turkey dinner today?
No turkey, but a chicken casserole, some ham, fruit salad, some stuffing, great bean casserole. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta have the great bean casserole.
Well, I think we should both be glad we're not some people, right?
Yeah, I don't understand some people, huh? Well, why don't you go do your more something else?
Yeah, I haven't been on the bike in a minute, been over a month since I got the car fixed. Been trying to enjoy the fact that I've got, you know, something that can keep me a little bit warmer, especially in this weather. But who knows, I might break it out here one of these days, let's say it's like a 50 degree day or something, you know.
Well, I used to do that a long time. I'd ride in the winter. I was riding in the winter one time. I had to see if I got the repeater here.
You still have the repeater there. I'm sorry, I was a little bit quiet there for a moment.
It's snowing pretty good. And the snow was hitting me in the face. It was freezing my laces together. I'm trying to ride the bike and pull my eyelids open where I can see.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. I've had to ride a couple times when the snow starts to fall, and it's definitely not fun. But I feel like those days are the days I wear a full-face helmet if it's going to get that cold out, you know?
Yeah, there was one time I was afraid that I was going to get my lungs. Bet it was cold out when I was riding. Well, I lived through it anyway. I survived it.
Well, that's the key. As long as you survive it, that's for sure. KE9CNQ.
N9OKA. Does it back to work again tomorrow?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm supposed to be in at 11, but I have to run over to Michigan City before I go to work because we ran out of burger puns yesterday, so get over to Michigan City, grab some product from them, and then I'll head back over to work before we open, so yeah, it'll be a bunch of fun tomorrow, but I think Saturday I open the store, and then I believe Sunday I close, so my schedule is all over the place. Probably winds up with the reason why I can't sleep.
I'm wondering if by chance you know the manager's over at the LaPorte store.
Yep, I know all the managers at LaPorte, and I know all the managers in Michigan City.
I got a son that's a good cook, waiter, and he needs a job, man. I'm wondering if you could get him in at LaPorte.
Well, if you want, maybe pull me up in QRZ, but have him apply, and I can probably message him and see if they're willing to take a look at his application.
What page you want through QRZ?
Look me up on QRZ under Q9, Charlie November, Quebec, and just send me an email, and I'll go ahead and just send me his name, and I'll let them know that he's going to apply it, but just have them fill out an application on Indeed. They should get it, and then I can give them a contact and see if they're still hiring for cooks right now.
Okay, apply through the store, and then get in touch with you that he applied.
Yeah, because I can go get in contact with any of them. I know their GM pretty well there. But yeah, I could probably contact their GM if they're hiring. But like I said, email me in QRZ his name, and I will go ahead and contact them and see if they're still hiring cooks.
I'd really appreciate it. This problem isn't his job, his main job, and he has a seasonal. He works at the LaPorte Yacht Club. He waits tables over there. But with winter is the yacht club is open last hours now, so he's lost quite a few hours now that it's winter, and he needs a job that he gets hours year round, you know.
that's completely fair. Yeah, like I said, if you just email me on QR, is that his name, and I can go and get just over there and see if they're currently hiring for cooks.
Really appreciate it. He's got bills that need to be paid. He's not afraid to work, he just needs a job where he gets the hours.
Yeah, any one of our stores, I feel like we're all in need of cooks right now, so that actually makes a lot of sense. But yeah, he should definitely get some hours if he's willing to put them in, so that's what counts. But yeah, I know their GM, I know the server manager, and I also know the manager over the cooks.
So I really appreciate it, Jeff. I need to get him where he's been situated. He's been living with me for a couple of years now, trying to get situated. But it just seems like he wants to work in the food industry, and he's just having trouble getting a good paying job that has enough hours where he can live on. He's part-time at Arby's too, but he only gets a day or two at Arby's.
Yeah, honestly, if he went over to B-Dub, they'd probably go ahead and get him hooked up with some hours. He probably wouldn't even have to worry about having a part-time job somewhere else. He could probably get full-time hours in a heartbeat. Cooks are hard to come by, especially to keep. That's the hardest part, is keeping them, because a lot of other jobs pay a lot more. I'm not sure what LaPorte pays, but yeah, that's the one struggle we have, is maintaining kitchen staff.
I asked him what he would think about driving the porch every day to work. He didn't like the idea in the winter.
That's completely fair, but at the same time, though, I could definitely get him a job in the store in a heartbeat. If he is willing to drive to Portage, I could get him a job pretty quick.
I appreciate it. I'll get on him about that then. I was looking at your QRZ page. I don't look like you.
What do you mean I don't look like me?
Is that you there?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was me.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh my goodness, I don't know, I'll be glad when I get past all these medical issues I'm having.
I'll be glad when I get past this freaking cold. It's been off and on since last Friday.
Well, I keep having a slight bit of pneumonia that won't go away. Well, I'm sorry on your travels.
Appreciate that. Sorry about that. I'm on the phone right now.
Yeah. It looks like we lucked out on all that snow we were supposed to get. Well, I don't know how it is over your way. We didn't get much of nothing here. Yeah, I was looking at your QRZ page here. Do you have an email address on here?
I should have an email available on there. Pretty sure it should be towards the top left. I have to log in, though, to pull it up.
Okay, all right. It's to be different on different. Whether you're logged in or not, it's different then. I'm having trouble finding your email in here.
I have to look at my calendar a bit and make sure I have a list. I'm pretty sure I do, though. Give me a moment. I'll take a look at it here shortly. I'm about 10 minutes away from the house.
Okay.
N9OKAKE9CNQ.
K9CNQ, N9OKA. Did you find it?
Yeah, go ahead and refresh the page really quick. I just logged in while driving just to check it, and I was missing my email address in there for public use. So it should be in there now.
Okay, you got to refresh the page. It's there now. Okay. Okay, got to see it. All right, Bill, I'll have my son get over there and get his application put in, and then I'll get back with you on that. I do appreciate it.
Not a problem, not a problem at all. I'm sure they could probably have their cook. I think we're all struggling for that right now.
That's a pretty good conversation you had the other day with Travis. With Travis about antennas. You made up your mind yet what you're going to get?
Honestly, I'm still not sure yet. I was thinking about possibly doing a duplet dipole on the roof, just laying on the roof and seeing how well it gets out. But I'm debating right now because honestly, you know, I could set up a pole in my backyard or something, you know, so I can collapse the antenna down. But I'd much rather keep it so that I can just, you know, go home, turn the radio on, and get on without, you know, having to worry about, you know, raising or lowering a mast.
Well, I really like money on the bed wire antenna. You have it up on the roof to start out with. And I was using a 30-year-old piece of coax with it. And I wasn't getting out as low as I wanted to. And a couple of guys from the ham club here in La Porte come over and threw it up in a tree and made it a V-shape, inverted V and sloping V, and I'm really getting out now, but I did fly across my roof.
Yeah, that's fair. Like I said, I'm just trying to figure out something because it's more an issue with where I live than it is anything else. But like I said, I wanted to be able to set it up. I don't have to keep taking it down. That's the biggest thing. So part of mine said, you know, putting the eaves of the roof should actually work where I'm at, but I don't know how well it's going to get out, because obviously the elevation you have, the better. And it's probably better for it not to be resting on the roof, but, you know, one way or the other. I'll figure it out. I mean, I've got a shingle roof, so I could go ahead and just put it on the roof, and it should be fine. But as far as the getting out, that's a whole other, you know, whole other ball game. I'm sure I could turn the camera in and see how it's doing, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm running LDG antenna. Oh boy, I'm getting lazy on the key here. I run an LDG antenna tuner with my wire antenna, and but now you don't have to if you get a antenna that's resonant on say 40, 20, and 10 meters, you wouldn't even need it. But I bought a package deal when I got my HF rig, and the antenna came with it, and the tuner and the power supply and everything else came with it, so I use all that.
That's fair. I've got the radio I bought has a built-in tuner, so I want to get those first. I'm obviously probably going to get an external tuner of some sort, though, whether that'll be mounted the antenna or whether that's going to be by the radio, I'm not sure yet, but we'll see.
Well, hey, if you've got an internal tuner, that should do it for you. What kind of radio is that?
Yaesu FT-991.
What I'm thinking is that's a Jack in the Box works there. If the Tesla radio does it all.
Yep, it's a shack in the box, and 2 meters, 70 centimeter in HF. So definitely a shack in the box. Just wish it had 220, because if it did, then it would be a full shack in the box for me, not just partial as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Yeah, this is not normal for me. I'm not on 220, but I just have to turn it on tonight. There's a couple guys I talked to in South Bend on 220. I just wondered if one of them might be out there tonight. But I have just the radio I'm talking on right now is an Unitone. I forgot the model number, but it's strictly 220 radio. That said, it's not a dual band or tri band. It's just 220.
I'm just on my Unitone 578, which is 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and 1 1/4, so 220.
After mounting next to your shack in the box, you don't have your 220 then.
You know, I did put some screws in the car, so I could easily remove it from the car if need be, so that is a possibility.
Well, this radio I bought of all places, I bought it from Walmart. This thing's on 220 here. And I bought the last one. So I thought about getting another one. That was having some issues with this one. But they don't have it, they don't carry it anymore. Yeah, I'm getting this radio workout tonight. I don't normally talk on it much.
Well, not too many on 220 either. Anyway, Mike, N9OKA-K9CNQ, I am pulling up to the stage right now, so I'm going to be 70 degrees and clear here. You take care. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
You too, Jenna. 73s. You enjoy the rest of your night there. I don't know if you're going to have leftovers or not. I am. But 73 is good talking to you again. We'll catch you next time. 89 CNU, N9OK, clear. N9YOU, N9OK,